trail, and officials are of the town and his family seem to be in regular communication with our central office, asking why can't we help this client. And it's somebody who is a person with deaf blindness that now needs to develop a new communication modality, and because he can no longer see well enough, and some rudimentary attempts to engage him in tactile communication have proven unsuccessful. And so the Adult Services Program has reached out to the Helen Keller National Center about whether they would be able to make an in-person appearance, see if they could assist him in developing a successful communication modality that would enable him to avoid the isolation and seeming danger to which he is now exposed, according to those in the know, on a continuous basis. So I just wanted, I realize this is, it lacks some elements that might help the committee make a determination, but when we were approached by these persons, we made it clear that assisting this person or any of our clients in accessing residential services, for example, at the Helen Keller National Center, which might, if the person was ever willing, be the most efficacious way of assisting him, would be a real challenge on our current budget. We just do not have the money in either state supplemental relief or in our ILOB, Independent Living Older Blind Program. Person is 57 years old, so he would be eligible for ILOB services, but we don't have the funds to, if he were in agreement, send him for any sort of residential services. And so I wanted to, when it's been quite a number of years, but we did have in the past 20 years a similar, almost what you would describe as a significant need, and we were able to devote some monies that were otherwise likely to lapse back to the general fund to assisting a client of BSBY in need when we didn't have other funds available. So given that there are about $40,000 in unallocated funds, and that that would represent a significant, stay in a residential rehab program if he were to be convinced that that was a positive outcome, I am coming to the advisory committee to get your reaction on our sort of putting that money on the back burner, as it were, and coming back to the steering, to the advisory committee, if we are able to get this would-be client to buy in. It is really the only way that the Adult Services Program could afford to send somebody who is increasingly isolated and in danger of, all sorts of perils. So I'm asking sort of for the reaction of the committee to the potential use of this fund, and asking some of you who have been on for maybe the last 20 years to recall back to another client who we had to, on sort of an emergency basis, place at the Helen Keller National Center, for whom that was a successful placement. I'm open to your reactions and thoughts.
And this is Lisa. Let me go ahead. Look. This is Lisa speaking. Thank you for telling us about that situation. I hope that there is a solution found. But it's a good question if we should use those BSEB's funds to pay for that. I'm not sure if it's appropriate or if there's any kind of policy for using that money towards something specific. And Helen Keller National Center, that's a federally funded place, so maybe we could get federal funds to pay for that individual to be sent there instead of our state funds. I'm not sure, but I wanted to see if there were other options before we went ahead.
Yes. This is Carol. So I agree with Lisa that it would be a stretch to consider this community inclusion, probably. But I know the Helen Keller National Center does get grants and they offer scholarships sometimes. And so we can look into that further. Because I think Chris is working on arranging a meeting with Christine Telford and this particular individual. But at the moment, this individual has refused all services and everything, but we're trying to brainstorm how we can best help this particular consumer.
And again, I wanted to throw out there, this is Lisa. If he is resistant, maybe we can find someone who's an old friend that's deafblind, that he knows and can help level with him about the services that can be beneficial, and he can feel not so alone and feel a sense of camaraderie with someone. So maybe someone from that peer mentor or peer support group or friend that can join in with that conversation with the social worker. That was an idea that I wanted to suggest. Thank you. And I also have Jesse Stanley who wanted to say something. Let me add a spotlight here for him. Go ahead, Jesse. And this is Jesse here. I wanted to ask, how do you communicate with the client now? I know you had said that you used to be able to sign to him and he doesn't have any vision left. So how are you able to communicate? If so, maybe we can get him to agree, because if we force it, it could be traumatic. If he's wanting to stay independent, that can be okay. I also wanted to ask what the town considers dangerous. Why do they feel like it's dangerous? Is it for crosswalk reasons or different reasons? And we also think about if we put him in the Helen Keller National Center, would that be long-term or short-term? We'll have to think about the logistics financially if that would to be a continued payment. Those are other considerations I wanted to bring up.
So I'll defer to Margie to answer, because Margie did most recently participate in the meeting. Can you illuminate for us, Margie, the way that you were able to communicate with the client?
Yeah, so this is Margie.
Just one moment and switch interpreters. Okay, we're good. Thank you.
So this is Margie. So I did do an intake with the individual. There were two interpreters there, and they were using closed vision, but his vision was getting worse. The family says that he has no vision now. So that was just within a couple of months. But when I was there, he was adamant and did not want any type of services from BSEB at all. There was, you know, all of the independent living services and marking appliances, showing how to, orientation to mobility, how to navigate safely in your surroundings outside, using transportation, all of those things, learning new types of communication methodology. He did not want to learn any of them. Talked about Braille. I talked about tactile sign language. I talked about a number of things. He was not interested. This individual right now, my belief is that he's kind of stuck in denial and in the anger stages right now. And until he comes to grips with where he is at and wants the help, then I will not force him to receive services, and I cannot force them to receive services, and it has to be their decision. They have to be engaged and want it, and you know, so that's where I've taken a step back, and I do not have, you know, yeah, I won't press that.
If I may, just a comment following on Jesse's comment. I don't know if he was a deaf person using American Sign Language.
Yeah, he was.
A graduate of the American School for the Deaf or New York, but explore that background, and it could be that a former classmate or someone may be able to, if they could visit and arrange a friendly conversation or just to help work through this grief process. But sometimes he's over 55, those relationships from the schools of the deaf they were very tight friends, and perhaps just an idea that there may be some connection that could have value.
Yeah, if I could respond to some of those concerns that were just expressed. So his family does not seem aware of, he was able to use close sign, you know, for up until quite recently. His family actually does not seem knowledgeable as to whether he attended ASD. And the one person who would know for certain is his mother, who, as I say, passed away. And the family is, while they visit him at the house, you know, which he's basically isolating in his room, and when he is preparing food for himself, the family observes that it's quite a dangerous preparation, and they're very worried that he would start a fire in the kitchen. And so, as I say, this is sort of the worsening of his vision and the passing of his mother, who was able to guarantee the success of providing support and assistance from someone from whom he'd accepted. This has it's sort of a big 1-2 punch. I have discussed the outlines of this with Helen Keller, and they said that if we were unable to foot the bill, my sense is that the Helen Keller Center runs about $2,000 a week. We get in the adult services program $36,000 a year to assist all of our clients of any age, and we have a similar modest allocation to assist all of our clients who are over 55. So there is absolutely no way that we would be able to access, even paying for a 1-week stay would put a huge dent in our budget. And I know this sounds stunning, but it's unfortunately the reality. And so Helen Keller's aware of this problem. We're trying to see if we can get Christine to come down, and we have asked if there are scholarship funds available, and they are looking into that if in the event that he would ever accept services. He's very alienated from all of his siblings, and so he's, while they interact a little bit in the house, he's the only person living.
This meeting has to end.
Okay.
Yeah, because he has.
So, you know, I think.
Is this Carol?
Go ahead.
I am so sorry to interrupt. This meeting has to end at noon because one of the interpreters or two of them need to leave. I also need to leave, but I had one thing I wanted to update on. So I don't know if we need to table this until
let's table
Helen Keller to fish this out further.
That'd be great. Thanks, Carol.
So before I leave, I'm so sorry, this is Carol. I wanted to just update the board. BESBE is going to be providing deafblindness training to the BESBE staff. So Christine Telford from Helen Keller National Center and then Jesse Stanley from ASD is going to be working together to provide that training for our staff. So I wanted to say thank you to Jesse for being willing to help us out with that.
Okay, this is Hannah Tyler. I want to mention something. I have attended in our town. I live in Woodbury, Connecticut. In our town, we have fire safety, and the chief has had a seminar, and she mentioned that Red Cross be willing to come to your home if you are hard of hearing. They will supply you for free a carbon monoxide, it's like a buzzer. I have it for my alarm to wake me up in the morning. You put it between your mattresses and it buzzes so you feel the vibration. Do not put it against your headboard because it sounds like a woodpecker and it'll just make you jump out of your bed. They'll do it for free. So if you know someone that could use it, carbon monoxide is odorless, so you don't know. So if you're living by yourself, it's extra protection. And they will provide that for free. You just need someone to call Red Cross and they'll make an arrangement. Any other announcements? Okay, we have 5 minutes. So, Lisa?
I'm sorry, interpreter forgot. Okay, this is Lisa speaking. Yes, I have an announcement for our next 2024 retreat in July 6th through the 13th. We're going to be going to the camp in Griswold, Connecticut again. It's near the New London area. As I said, July 6th through the 13th, we will be hosting a camp again for deafblind. It's the opportunity to train co-navigators. That's 2-day training. And then we start the actual camp. For the participants on July 8th, and we finish on the 13th. We're quite excited about this, and we have a lot of activities planned, so please help us to spread the word. I would appreciate it. If you have any questions, please contact me, and we will also have another visitation day. I believe it is on the 11th, July 11th, and all people are welcome to come and see and just to kind of visit from, I think it's noon to 4:30. So again, we just want help in spreading the word. So thank you so much.
So this is Margie. I have the interpreters for Cherry need to leave. So the meeting, I know Cherry. Okay, so yeah, both interpreters need to leave.
All right.
Can we entertain a motion to adjourn?
Yes. Can a chairperson make a motion to adjourn?
I don't know why not.
Why not?
I second the motion. This is Candy.
Awesome.
All right.
We shall. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Sherry's saying, can I make an announcement that we're going to have a Christmas party, Deaf Blind Association of Connecticut, this Saturday at the Cogswell Bidding on ASD campus? We will be providing some interpreter service training. We have other training coming up in the spring also, so I just wanted to get that out there to everybody. So I'm sorry for the last minute announcement. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you very much. May you have a Merry Christmas and enjoy your family while you can. God bless.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye-bye.